talking of synchro. It's happening up the road very shortly. We've got the 9th Asian Swimming Championships in Dubai at the moment, all the way through to the 25th, taking place at the phenomenal world-class swimming arena up on the Dubai Bypass Road. Men's water polo competitions. We've got international water polo, synchronized swimming, and of course, swimming. And it's the Chinese who've been writing all the headlines. Let's go down there and talk to Sarah, who joins us now. Sarah Marks is live from the arena. And Sarah, one assumes there's China dominating yet again on day three.
Yes, they have. They've been true to form and been quite convincing firstly in the synchro, where they took all the medals on offer, and then in the swimming tonight. They haven't had a clean sweep. There was actually one event where they didn't medal at all, which was an interesting change. But yes, we've just seen the amazing Sun Yang take the triple, take his third gold of the meet in the 1500, again in the championship record, breaking the previous record by 31 seconds. He is something to see. He really is amazing.
In terms of what people can expect in the next couple of days, what were the four disciplines taking part in the pools there down at the Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Sports Complex, what's the schedule looking like?
Okay, well, tomorrow we've got synchronized swimming again in the morning. Firstly, we've got the swimming heats from 9 till about 11. And then from 1.30, the synchronized swimming starts. We've got the team free final and the duet free final. Then the final night of the swimming finals is on at 6 o'clock. Again, an interesting range of events. We've got a couple of 50s, the 200 IMs, which are always fiercely contested, the backstroke, medley relays and freestyle relays. So it should be another very entertaining night. After that, we have the water polo kicking off on Monday. Sorry, and then that goes right through to the 25th.
And in terms of spectators coming down, obviously the venue is a world-class venue, well-catered for spectators. How do people go about getting hold of tickets for the event?
Yep, just come to the door. Children under 12 are free, have free entry. It's only 20 dirhams for a day ticket and only 80 for the remainder of the competition. So you've still got another 7 days of competition left. So there's a lot to see. As I said, the water polo kicks off on Monday and that goes right through to the 25th. There's diving for the last 4 days as well, the 22nd through the 25th. And again, the Chinese are expected to dominate that. But the water polo should be quite some fierce matches as well there. We've got Kazakhstan, who were at the Olympics, up against, you know, some of the other good teams around from Uzbekistan and so on. So that should be some very entertaining.
Indeed. Well, Sarah, thank you very much indeed for taking time out this evening to speak to us. I know it's a busy time down there for you at the moment. Sarah Marks joining us live from the Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Sports Complex on the Dubai Bypass Road. Very easy to find. Plenty of parking down there. If you'd like to find out more information, asianswimmingfederation.org. And I'm going by Sport360's verdict this week in the paper. I quote, a world-class venue, superb pool talent, and tickets just 20 dirhams. Bargain. They've got some good writers down there at the moment, haven't they?
I don't know about the online guys, though.
No? They're a bit different, are they? Okay. Well, thanks to Sarah.